Summersville to Hartville, about 60 miles. Missouri's finally flattening out. Interesting time in Summersville. They pull into town, looking for a place to stay. Find the Rusty Cafe, Inn and Cafe. So I call them up. Any rooms? No. Second later, get a phone call back from, you know, a little place in Missouri. So I actually answer it. And they did have a room. Seems that this local family had purchased the restaurant and then moved the restaurant and, you know, as things go. But bought this little hotel at the corner. Just tiny little rooms. And the whole idea that they bought it for is because so many bike riders were coming through. Because it's right there at the intersection of Trans-American Trail. And they dressed it up, and it's just, you know, a bike rider haven. Just little place, had a, you know, laundry, you know, showers. It was nice and neat, and very comfy beds and everything else. Quarter mile up the road was their restaurant. This restaurant would make a killing any place in the United States. It was so well done. Very great food. And they're having trouble, like a lot of places, finding enough help to keep open every day of the week. So they're closed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday right at the moment, but, you know, hoping to do better. Their waitresses were awesome. You know, I talked to the owner and did a nice video with him, and he was just a joy to talk to. And, oh, man, their food was so good. The place was great, laid out very nice. Rusty's Cafe in Summersville. So I got up from there. Started on the road, chased a couple snakes off the road, found some turtles, got them off the road. Seemed to be on the now turtle rescuer. Almost got nailed by a wild turkey flying across the road. Got screamed at by a wild turkey. But it seemed to flatten out very nicely. Then ran into Doug from San Diego. He had started his trip last year, I think. Got to Pueblo from Astoria, vacationed with his wife, things got cut short, so he's finishing it this year. Then ran into another couple from Alaska, and their journey was all cut up because of the fires last year, and they got a late start, and they got snowed in Kansas, and all these stories. So they're very cleverly on a tandem with a motorhome and a car. So they'll park the motorhome, put the tandem on the car, drive to wherever they're going to start, bike back to the motorhome, and then go get their car. So it's quite inventive, and they're just a joy. Couple from Alaska. So got to Hartville. There's not a place to stay. Found the courthouse. Tried calling and everything else. Then I realized, oh, I'm such an idiot. It's Saturday. No one's around. So I camp on the lawn at the courthouse, and they have outside electrics. I got it plugged in. Walked down to the near diner, came back. Noisiest place on the planet. It's 8 o'clock on a Saturday night. There's two people mowing the grass on either side of the, you know, just off the courthouse square. And two guys painting lines in the parking lot. Oh, good heavens. And every motorcycle and every pickup truck doesn't have a muffler. So it was pretty hilarious, but still a very nice little place. And, you know, so camped out for the night, and we'll see what happens tomorrow. Today's ride was flatter and smoother, and knees felt great, and just kind of moved along, got 60 miles in, and so trucking right along.